This is Rabbi Nassan Elbrun, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording for Friday, March 8th, 2024. We begin Yud Tes Amud Beis 19b. It's the first section. It's the black text. So yesterday we had this argument. Well, we didn't know it was an argument yet. But Rabbi Yehuda ben Shamua says in the name of Rabbi Meir, right, post Churban, that this glass vessel that we filled in with lead is, right, you can be mitame, I mean, it can be susceptible to tumah because it is now a vessel. Now, the top of our page says, Chachamim mitarin, the Chachamim say it's pure, right? This is still considered a broken vessel. The fact that you filled in the holes with lead, okay, it's very nice, but it's still a shmecht vessel. But what that leaves us with is Yehuda ben Shamua, the student of Rameyer, clearly lives after the Churban, and there was a addition to Megillas Tainis in his time, right? That's a question on Rav. How could Rav say that Megillas Tainis is batel, right? And we can't say, like Chanukah, that it was the time of the Beit HaMikdash because it was not. So the Gemara's answer is Tanaihi. It's indeed a machlokas Tanaim, and Rav can hang his hat on the other side of this Tanaitic argument, right? Did Tanya, we learn in a Braisa, Hayamim ha'elu aksuvim b'megillas Tainis. These days, these right wondrous, fabulous, happy days listed in Megillas Tainis. Bein bizman shebeis hamikdash kayam, bein bizman she'ein beis hamikdash kayam, asurin divrei Rabbi Meir. Right, whether or not the mikdash is standing, or it's no longer standing. Right, it's still prohibited to fast on those days. So says Rabbi Meir, right? Which means Megillas Tainis is still in effect. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayam Asurin Mipnei Shesimcha Hilahen. When the Beis HaMikdash stands, so then it's prohibited to fast in those days because those are tremendous, joyous days. It's generally also a time of Simcha. Ein Beis HaMikdash Kayam. If there is no Beis HaMikdash standing, mutarim, you're permitted to fast on those days, mipnei she'evel hulahem, because, right, it's as if there's a pervasive sense of mourning everywhere. Behilchasa batlu, behilchasa lo batlu. All right, then the Gemara says, they're going to ask on this right away, the halacha is that it's nullified, and the halacha is that it's not nullified. The Gemara says, wait a minute. Kasha hilchasa hilchas. You can't tell me in one line, right, where the conclusion of the Gemara comes to say what the halacha is. Oh, the halacha is it's nullified, and the halacha is not nullified. All right, that's self-contradictory. You can't have it both ways. Gemara says, no, lo kasha. All right, kan b'chanaka upurim, kan b'shar yome. Now, one refers to Chanukah and Purim. With Chanukah and Purim are not batel. Right, that's when it says lo batzlu. All the other days listed in Megillas Tainis, that has been nullified, and indeed that is the case today. Good. So now we go back to the Mishnah talking about sending out messengers. Al elul mipnei Rosh Hashanah. We send out messengers for Elul because of Rosh Hashanah. Al tishrei mipnei takanas hamoados. Right, then we send again in Tishrei so that we can know when Yom Kippur and Sukkot is. Now, Gemara asks the following question. Kevan dinafki lehu a'elul, atishrei lama lehu. Once you're ready sent down on Elul, what do you need for Tishrei for? Right? Now, the assumption of the question is that right every Jewish month is either 29 or 30 days. Right? So we need to know, is it a 29-day month or is it a 30-day month? Right, but Elul is always, says the assumption, right, this question, a 29-day month. So once you know that Elul is 29 days, and you know when Rosh Hashanah is, so then you know exactly when Yom Kippur and Sukkot is. Right? There's no question of 29 or 30. We know it's 29. So once you know Elul, and you know Elul is 29, you know exactly when Tishrei starts. What are you sending out messengers for Yom Kippur and Sukkot? Ah, he says the Gemara, v'chi tema dilma abruha la'elul. Maybe you'll say, right, they'll make Elul a leap month, right? When you have a leap year, you add a month. When you have a leap month, you add a day. Ve'amar Rav Chinen Bar Kahana, Amar Rav Chinen Bar Kahana says the name of Rav, Mimos Ezra Ve'elech, from the time of Ezra on, Lo Matzinu Elul Me'ubar, we never found Elul to be a leap month, to be a 30-day month. Right? So it never going to be. So the Gemara says, no. Lo Matzinu De'lo Itzterech. Right? It never happened because we didn't need it. Right? There wasn't a blanket prohibition. It just didn't occur. But ha'itzterich, if we would need to make Elul into a leap month, ma'abrinan le'i, we would do it. And therefore, we have to send out messengers for Tishrei as well. This concludes our learning for today and this week. Please come back. Join me on Monday.